We're at the La Homa Wheat Plot Tour today, visiting with Misha Manucherry. She's the Small Grains Wheat Extension Specialist at OSU. And I know we've seen a lot of, thin crops, which means a lot of weeds, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's amazing when you don't have a healthy, actively going crop, how our weeds are going to fill in. And so I always say one of the best cultural practices we can do is just taking care of our crop. This year, unfortunately, it was kind of out of our hands with moisture. But it's a good reminder that when we do have moisture, plant the right variety, make sure we fertilize, because that will help so much with weed control.
So you talked a little bit about what you were seeing today. What are some of the problems that you guys are always trying to research and kind of stay in front of?
Yeah, so controlling our grasses and wheat. Our weeds adapt to the crops that we plant. So our worst weeds are always those that are similar to our crop. And so in wheat, that's our grasses. What I've learned after living in Oklahoma for 6 years is cattle brings a lot of diversity. And so sometimes we lack the diversity in cropping systems because we have the grazing component. And so I've learned to just respect that and try and help managers. But it's tough. We have some grasses where we're running out of options. We only have one herbicide side of action that's effective. The trend we've seen with crops is stacking a herbicide tolerant trait. Long term, I don't think that's the best strategy. So it's tough. Yeah.
Well, you were kind of excited about something today, the coaxium wheat production system. So tell us all about this.
Yeah. So in the last 20 years, we've had Clearfield as our only herbicide-resistant or tolerant wheat crop, and now we have coaxium. So coaxium varieties allows us to spray aggressor herbicide over the top. Aggressor herbicide isn't a new herbicide. It's a group one. So if you've ever planted canola and you've sprayed something like Assure or Select, same kills in the same way. So we get grasses once they're emerged. So for all the problems we have in Oklahoma, coaxium cleans up a lot of our grassy weeds.
And I know that's going to be helpful, especially with all the weed species that's going to help with.
Yeah, so some of the target weed species, rescue grass, feral rye, true cheat, jointed goat grass, those are a few that are challenging that coaxium can help with. Probably the biggest one that it can't help with is Italian ryegrass. So Italian ryegrass, we still need to stick with our delayed pre-herbicides like Zidua, Anthem Flex, and Axiom.
Okay. With the drought in play like we're seeing now, I know we're going to continue to see more weeds, because even then when we do get those sporadic rain events, that just breeds more weeds.
Yeah. Yeah. So kind of finishing out the season, what to look for. So, you know, we're getting ready to harvest pretty soon. And in a year where we're really investing in our wheat crop, I probably get a lot of calls on harvest aids and what can we do just to burn down the green so we can get our combines in the field. I don't know how many I'll get this year just because the crop doesn't look that great. Just a reminder, with harvest aids, they're expensive. So think about if that investment makes sense for you. And you're not really controlling the weeds that are there. You're kind of suppressing them. But the seeds have likely already entered your seed bank. And so what you see now at harvest, let's look at those species. Let's find out what they are. What brome is it? Let's identify them so we can come up with a plan for next season.
All right. Great advice. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.